In any given month, CMPD tracks about 350 people with ankle monitors around the clock. They're actually not that hard to remove, but the consequences of tampering with the electronic monitors are made clear. If you even try to remove any part of one, police are immediately alerted and you will be arrested. And this happens a lot, roughly 80 times a year. This roused the curiosity of WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, who filed this report.
CMPD Officer Bruce Edwards demonstrates how the department's electronic monitors work by placing one on my ankle.
If you want to put your foot up here, just hold it. So I determine based on the size of your ankle, and I put it on like this, and we connect the device.
The black monitor has a wide band and a small black box attached to it. It's bulky but light, and it's easy to see how offenders can cut off the rubber band.
It's not that we are not capable of making it where the person is not able to take it off. OSHA requires that if someone is wearing this monitor on and they get into an accident or having a medical emergency, that the paramedic can use their regular cut and scissors to cut it off.
Edwards says police are alerted immediately if any of the parts are removed.
It has some fiber optic lines in here, so you can't cut it off and not put it back together without us knowing. It has pressure sensors in which we know that someone is tampering with the device.
Even with all of that, last year, 80 offenders cut off their monitors. One young lady took hers off and put it in her purse.
She wanted to go get high. And she figured that if she had taken apart the monitor, it wouldn't work right.
It worked.
We even have some people put foil around the device, attempting to circumvent the GPS, and it doesn't work. We had a bunch of juveniles who went on a spree of breaking into businesses along W.T. Harris. And they thought, well, they're not going to know because I've put aluminum foil, I've done some other things, and we were able to track them.
CMPD started its monitoring program in 2007 to focus on juvenile offenders. They expanded it to adult offenders 3 years ago, and the number of removals doubled.
We monitor folks for robbery. We have several murderers who are out here in the community. We have people who break into cars, break into homes. We also have serious domestic violence offenders.
Most wearing the devices are out on bond. Edwards says they typically remove the monitors when there's about to be a change in their case.
A lot of times they've just met with their attorney, and their attorney is telling them, hey, you have to do some active time, or it's close to when their case is about to go to trial. We also have people who cut off their monitor because they have just committed a crime, and they forgot that the monitor is around their ankle.
By the way, Edwards says most are recaptured within a day or two, but some take longer.
Some people fled the country, and we got them back into custody. So we've caught them in New York. We've gone to Mexico. We've caught them in California, Florida. A lot of folks stay local, and everyone that has cut it off ends up back in jail.
With additional charges for tampering with the monitor. Cutting off the monitor is a misdemeanor, but destroying its electronic box is a felony. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.